Hi, a very good morning and welcome to this market cues update. This is Ekta Batra. I'll take you through all of the cues and news you need to watch out for this Thursday. Well, let's start by recapping what took place yesterday. The markets did see buying at lower levels, so the Nifty recovered above 10,600. The Bank Nifty was in the green, but the FIIs continued to net sell, so they net sold around 1287 crores. The DIIs net bought 492 crores. Now, in terms of the cues to watch out for today, it is May expiry as well as the Bank Nifty weekly options expiry today. So a lot of cues to watch out for from that front. The May series, the Nifty has ended absolutely flat, but it's been quite a volatile session within the May series. So the Nifty has recovered from lows of around 10,417 to 10,600 within the May series itself. Now, in terms of one of the big cues to watch out for today, the MSCI is placing India and Brazil on notice for limiting investor access. So this is expected to be a sentiment negative, though it is probably going to see some amount of resolution as it comes into play only by year end, according to experts. India has 8.48% weight in the MSCI Emerging Markets Index. Separately, ICICI Bank will be in focus and is likely to be on the downside today because there was news post-markets that there will be an inquiry to examine a whistleblower complaint against the MD and CEO. But to probably negate that, we have HDFC Bank, where the ADR was up around 9% overnight. So maybe that kind of sentiment positive will continue to probably seep into our markets for HDFC Bank. In terms of the global cues, it's largely positive again. So the US markets closed higher, the European markets closed higher, Italy was up around 2% despite the political uncertainty, and Asia is mostly in the green. Now, in terms of the macros, however, it is a bit of a negative. So Brent crude has gained around 2% overnight. It's back to $77 per barrel. And for us back home, the rupee closed at around 67.43 versus 67.86. So there was that appreciation that took place, which could probably see some amount of depreciation just based on the fact that Brent crude has risen overnight. Now, in terms of the macros, we do have the Q4 FY18 GDP, which will be out today, but that will only be post-markets. It is expected to come in at around 7.4%. That would be an improvement from the 7.2% last quarter. Lot of result reactions in terms of the last day of the earnings season. So ONGC, Torrent Pharma, Apollo Hospitals, InfoEdge, Satin Credit Care would be a couple of results that the market would be reacting to. In terms of other stocks and news, UltraTech is in focus as it's got an LOI from Binani Cement's Committee of Creditors. Saxoff, where the profit is up around 7%. Reliance Communication, which has settled with Ericsson for around 550 crores, plus it will be reacting to numbers. Atlanta, where PwC has resigned as the auditor of the company. Canfin Homes, where there will be a board meet on June 2nd to consider fundraising via QIP preferential issue to the promoter. And lastly, some news on Manpasand Beverages, where the company has announced that they will begin a new facility. But considering all of the news with regards to the auditor in the past couple of days, that stock will be in focus on account of that.